The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear we're on our way down. We must take America back, Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We are back, hour two of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, John Stetman, here with you on this Tuesday, 14 March 2017. Sitting here looking at this site, heyjackass.com. Man. And I've said this before, and I had people that wanted to argue with me that literally you'd have to step over bodies in Chicago. A person is shot every 2 hours and 50 minutes. And a person is murdered every 14 hours and 39 minutes. They're calling it the 2017 Chicago shot clock. Amazing. Don't worry, the new board, Mr. German, thank you. The new board will be here tomorrow, Thursday morning at the latest. Yeah, I know. Just keep crossing your fingers. It's okay. The caller called in and wanted me to talk about Spanish news anchor George Ramos. Jorge, I'm sorry. Looks like George to me. I know speaking that is Spanish. I don't need no stinking badges. Mark in North Carolina. Hello, Mark. What's on your mind?
Hey, John. I just wanted to call in real quick and mention that I've heard from reliable sources that the body, you know, young people in Chicago, when they get shot, they're in good condition. Okay, their body parts are, basically. And you know, I'm sure you've heard of in China, there's a big market in body parts, you know, kidneys, livers. And that's actually what's happening in Chicago also. They're making money off of these young people getting killed because they sell their body parts. So they're not really trying to stop it. It's just another wicked thing that they're doing.
Mark, that might be... That might be somebody taking advantage of a bad situation, but aren't you a little upset that we got people murdering each other in one of our American cities?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. But
oh, okay. Oh, I thought I'd ask. I just wanted to clarify.
Yeah, I mean, they're letting it happen because they're not trying to stop it. Why wouldn't they try to stop it? Because they're making money off of it. They're selling the body parts.
Yeah, but that's an awful risk to run for a little bit of profit, don't you think?
Well, I mean... You know, this wouldn't be the first time you make a lot of money with body parts.
Well, yeah, I completely understand that. I mean, what's a liver worth nowadays? What's a heart worth? You know? And yeah, you're right. Most of these, they're young people. Prime of their lives. Body parts couldn't be in better condition. Well, except maybe being saturated with some drugs and alcohol and who knows what. But other than that, saleable on the market. No, I got you. I got you. All right. Well, I appreciate it, Mark.
John, I appreciate it.
Okay. It's not a point that I actually considered, but yeah, he may be right. Abdul out of Minneapolis, Minnesota. Hello, Abdul.
Good evening, John.
Hi.
Good evening, John. You're a brilliant man, I would like to say. I listened to your show yesterday, and you brought up a pronoun. You called it Ignig.
Ignig, yes. Ignorant Negro.
That is a beautiful term. I you have to really get in the t-shirt business and really
well, either that or bumpers. No, I can't do bumper stickers because people don't put bumper stickers on cars anymore because they get pulled over. Yeah,
right.
Got to go into the t-shirt business.
Yeah, that's great. Have you heard of a guy called his name is Tommy Sotomayor? He runs the TNN News.
Yes.
Network.
Yes.
Love watching his shows because here's a gentleman, a black gentleman, who speaks truth about real issues in the black community, such as yourself. And I find it remarkable that the media and everybody else is quiet when it regards the black community and the issues that we have. And I think how we solve our problem in any failed city or state like Chicago is simply arm our citizens. Have gun safety training for the citizens and actually arm these people so they can protect themselves.
Do you remember about a year and a half ago, the Detroit mayor, the police chief, he came out and said, look, we can't afford to put the amount of cops in the Detroit streets that we need to. So he came right out and warned the people of Detroit, buy a gun, arm yourselves.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, and it was like, well, that's a good idea. And that's what people have been doing all these years. This is why we've had record sales in guns and ammunition and all the associated stuff that goes with it, is people have been arming themselves to the teeth for self-protection against the day that, you know, they might have to stave off roving bands coming up out of Honduras through Mexico or coming out of our own cities. This is why they've been doing it.
I also want to put a call out to our veterans out here who are trained in arms to actually start being more proactive in these cities and hosting things where people know how to protect themselves. A lot of these people don't know how to protect themselves. They'd rather be a victim and rather call for help than actually standing firm and standing their ground and protecting themselves.
Well, see, they've been conditioned for so many years. Dial 911. That's why years and years and years ago, I hung a sign in my office that said, we don't call 911 around here because the cops show up sometime between death and rigor mortis. You know, and it's true. You know, they're the after the fact, called a body bag boys, called a coroner and call the ambulance and get the body bag because they're just there to clean up the mess.
Exactly. I like to speak on the whole Snoop Dogg thing. Oh. He's a clown.
Oh, please do. Okay? Gosh.
He's a clown. Okay, I don't get me wrong. I listened to his music when coming up and whatnot and gangster rap and all that nonsense.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, it's great to bob your head to and socialize with, but it's terrible. And I didn't realize what my father was telling me years ago when I was a kid. Like, music can affect you majorly. And the stuff that is in this so-called gangster rap music is hurting our culture, our community, and everything. And I think that the music industry, once they took over hip-hop, because hip-hop was not all about the gangster culture. Hip-hop was about uplifting the spirits of the youth, giving kids and communities a better way to think about things.
And the beauty of it, and forgive me for saying this, Abdul, is it was a no-talent contest. In other words, you didn't have to be musically talented. You didn't have to have a good singing voice. You didn't have to play an instrument. All you had to do is string a bunch of words together that rhymed, and you were in, man.
Mm-hmm.
And do a few little moves and a few little gang signs along the way, and man, you're hip-hop.
And now you're tough, too.
Yeah.
Right?
Oh, yeah. Now you're tough.
I like to Snoop Dogg needs to realize something. Didn't his best friend, supposed best friend Tupac, die from gun violence, right?
I call him six-pack liqueur.
right.
Yeah.
Well, exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. A drunk off his own fame and fortune. His own friend was murdered, okay? So what is he talking about or doing a video showing a gun to a fake President Trump thing? What is that? That's craziness.
Well, Paul Joseph Watson did a video, and Paul, if by any chance you're listening to this broadcast, or somebody that knows Paul that you have his ear, please, Paul Joseph Watson, when you do a rant, would you stop dropping the F-bombs, please? What do you think? You're a young Turk here? He did an excellent expose on Snoop Dogg, and he pointed out that just a half a dozen years ago or so, Snoop Dogg was out there preaching peace and love. Now he's picked up with a real gangster rap thing again, and it's shoot the pigs and let's shoot Donald Trump. And here's the irony. And Abdul, here's the irony of this. Where did he get his money? Off the very people that he's out there conditioning. For what? Violence? Yeah. Wow.
That's absolutely right. And I have a conspiracy theory about Snoop Dogg's resurgence in the, gangster rap and whatever. You know, first of all, he's trying to stay relevant, for one. And two, he's a firm, proud, common supporter of Barack Obama. I believe, from my own intelligence, that Obama and Snoop Dogg have gotten together, along with other fools in the industry, to promote this nonsense about killing our president and taking action. He held up a sign, hashtag, I'm unloading. Who are you unloading on? I don't know if you saw that or not.
Oh, well, and this has been one of my, over the years, Abdul, this has been one of my favorite nitpicky points, is that the music industry, they don't want the uplifting. They don't want anything out there. You know, music just for the sake of music. You know, I mean, music is, it's at times it strikes at the soul, and you just sit and imagine that human beings sit around and they make these noises that are melodious and, it's really art. But where is the art in music anymore? And the industry itself has done so much to keep the positive stuff out. And even music with a message. Bob Seger. Mikey, get your hands in the air. Do we still have that? You have that at the end of this program. I don't know if you've ever heard it, but I can guarantee you one thing. You've never heard this on a rock and roll station, no FM rock and roll. This, you'll hear Bob Seger music from hell when he started. Years and years.
The greatest folk singer of all times.
Well, I don't know if he's the greatest folk singer, but, he had a good people and people identified with it, and you could dance to it. But there was one song that was never played on the airwaves, and that was Get Your Hands in the Air, because that went right to the heart of the people that are out there destroying the youth of America. These are the people that don't have any heart or conscience, sitting in nightclubs at night, knowing the wife is home, sitting there twisting their wedding ring and sticking it in their vest pocket of their suit. It is a song that has never, ever been played on an FM radio station, save for
moral.
I'm sorry.
It's moral. It has meaning.
Oh.
It has value.
Oh, and my other, you've heard the bumper music to this show, Steve Voss.
Love it.
This is a guy. This is a guy that was really, he was a good music talent. He was a good writer, good performer, good singer, and he had.
I'm good.
And he had.
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah. Sometimes, when I'm not all fired up here, Abdul, sometimes I do take a breath. At any rate, here was a guy that was on his way up, and he was getting offered big money. He was really a talent until somebody at RCA Records looked at the other songs that he was writing and singing, and boom, he was gone. And by the way, we own that music. Well, I had a talk with Steve one day, and he was battling the IRS and RCA Records, and I told him, I said, you know what? I said, let them challenge who owns that music. Walk with it, perform it. Treat it as if it's just your own, because I guarantee you it didn't come out of one of their boardrooms. It wasn't created there. You created it. That's your property. You keep it. and you tell him no. And he did. He went to Sun Records, the old label, I guess, out of Nashville that Elvis Presley first started with back in the 50s. Sun Records bought his contract. They were, same thing happened to the guy. And I noticed this, and I wrote an article for Media Bypass years ago and kind of referenced to Valenzuela and those guys dying in a plane crash there. I entitled the article, "The Day the Music Died," and it was about Steve Voss. And they told me, well, write a story about 700 words. That took me 2 days to write because I'm not really a writer. But the story came out good, but it illustrated a point, Abdul, that the positive messages out there will be destroyed, will never be aired. Well, until the internet come along, and now if you've got something to say, you can put it on YouTube.
I believe that song, I love that song, and I'm not a huge country fan, but I do listen to country because I love music, because I understand what music is to people. That song should be the new American anthem. It's a beautiful song. And the last point I want to make before you let me go is that a buddy of mine, shout out to Kenny out in Northern Brewer, the guy I work with, him and I have great discussions, and we think that you and myself and others, we have the wrong perspective on the chemtrails. We need to look at that as nutrients provided by our government. They're trying to give us vitamins, nutrients, minerals. We need to suck that in and enjoy that. Not only that, he came up with a great term, which I think needs to be copied and put out there in manuals. We combine Marxism and communism together, and we call it momunism.
Monumental.
So that momunism. So we have mom in there. So it breaks down barriers of people who are scared of communism, Marxism. We call it momunism. So mom is in there, so we can think that is harmless and loving. See,
I don't know what your market would be for T-shirts, but you just came up with a good one to look good on a T-shirt. And try this one. Picture this, Abdul, on a T-shirt: cultural deficiency.
I love how you bring that up. That is wonderful. When I heard your show yesterday, that Ignig, I was going to put that and then put cultural deficiency under it, because that is like the best thing in the world.
Well, and just make sure that you, when you do the Ignig, you spell the Nig N-E-G. Because right. One day I said that and somebody had called into the network off air going, you're not being racist, are you? And I goes, no, because, you know, the term, we haven't been able, you know, or it hasn't been necessary in the past for white people to create other names for themselves to identify themselves. It's always been just white. But, you know, we've had the black thing, and then we've had the Negro thing, and then we've had, you know, there's been different classifications, but white people never had to do that. White people don't go around calling each other cracker, you know, but blacks went around, the word I can't say on air, God knows I'll probably be fined by the FCC, for goodness sake. But during normal conversations, I mean, I'm here in Round Rock, Texas. The other day I went into 7-Eleven. Down here, I euphemistically call them Stop and Robs, but down here, we don't have 3 inches of Lexan. We've got a screen through to talk to somebody. And I'm getting out of my car, and it was three high school students, black students, that is kind of right in the path of that 7-Eleven. I get out of the car, and they're going, oh, that nigger this and that nigger that. And I just stopped, and I turned, and I looked at all three of them, and they looked at me and each other, and they shut their mouths right away. Now, why did they do that? Why did they do that? But you don't see...
Great question.
You don't see white people standing around going, oh, that cracker, it's demeaning. They don't even know that it's demeaning.
Hold on, John. Now, John, I will correct you, because we do have the leftists out here who are mentally ill, who do call other white people crackers and whitey.
Well, you're right.
I was bear witness to it in the inauguration.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, you're right. These are the people that don't know what sex they are, what country they're in, or what laws we have. Hey, I gotta go. We're at break. Thank you, Abdul. I appreciate your call.
I appreciate it.
Okay,
thank
sir.
You,
all right. Ignig, cultural deficiency. Hell of a t-shirt.
Imagine a pill that can improve your focus, your memory, your sleep. A catalyst to improve your brain chemistry. Dr. Bill's Cognition Plus is truly the smarter in an hour pill. A combination of amino acids, trace minerals, and B vitamins, Cognition Plus is made with specialized herbal extracts that will enhance and support brain function. Our customers say,
I feel more focused.
My memory's getting better.
I can work longer with more useful hours.
Power up your neurotransmitters that have been depleted, like dopamine and norepinephrine. Stimulate the release of others, like serotonin and oxytocin. Improve circulation and energy production. Protect your mind and your loved ones today. Order Dr. Bill Deagle's Cognition Plus at 888-212-8871 or go online to NutriMedical.com. That's 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
This is Dr. Bill Deagle of the NutriMedical Report, 12 to 3, Monday to Friday. Call-ins are welcome to the show. You can order at 888-212-8871 or NutriMedical.com.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman Mobile Marketing App. A global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman App at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Boy, that's kind of Rush Limbaugh-esque, isn't it? The end of the program, folks. I haven't played it in about a year. I'm sorry? 6 months ago? That's half a year. That's long enough. For all you folks out there that don't appreciate rock and roll, listen to the words. It is just a tool to get to people. It's got a good beat, and you can dance to it. Laura in Michigan. Hello, Laura.
Hi, John.
Hello.
I got Laura Peninsula Bob to donate $100 today. In PayPal, okay?
Oh, you know Bob? You per Bob?
No, I'm Laura Peninsula Bob's wife.
I'm sorry, you're what?
Laura Peninsula.
Oh, okay. I haven't heard
Laura
from...
Laura Peninsula Bob.
I haven't
you
heard...
You got three Bobs. You got Upper Peninsula, you got Alpena Bob, and you got Laura Peninsula Bob.
Well, okay.
Anyway, on Deanna Spingola's show, she had a person from South Africa, and he said, and I thought this was something to keep in mind, the only people who have ever been genocided are those who are under gun control.
I'm sorry, repeat that? I was talking to the producer.
The only people who have been genocided are those who are under gun control.
That is true throughout history. Got to disarm them. An arm?
Look at Europe. They don't have guns. That's why their women are getting raped and everything. If they were armed, that wouldn't be happening.
Well, yeah, but if they were armed, then the criminals would get arms. The reason why there's just over there slashing and beating each other with clubs and knifing and stabbing and macheting is because they don't have guns. So we could up this by supplying them both sides with guns, which I don't know, Laura. This goes against my grain, but there's a certain thread of common sense here that when a criminal comes after you, no matter what the weapon, you have the right to put that creature down.
Absolutely. Absolutely have the right to defense.
Yep.
Anytime. Remember the Bible, they say it shall not kill. That's not it. Shall not do murder.
That's,
which means premeditated,
That's exactly.
Lying in wait.
And you know what? This entire planet, and I don't care if it walks, crawls, swims, flies, it all feeds off of itself. And I had a vegan one time from jolly old England. Didn't like my network, particularly didn't like me. Here we go again. Thank God we're getting a new board. At any rate, I said to them, well, you're a bunch of meat-eating Neanderthals and this, that, and the other. And I thought about this, and I thought, how should I respond to this? And I just simply emailed back, Laura, that, you know what? You claim to be a vegan. You're not out there murdering animals. I said, but you're still killing to eat. And they've done studies. And even when you uproot a carrot, it screams. I never heard back from them. Never heard back.
About a week ago on Tucker Carlson, he had a black lady professor. And she was protesting the author of The Bell Curve was coming in.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, she said that she's a biological anthropologist, okay? And she said that the more melanin in your skin, the more intellectual you are.
Really?
I said to my husband, I got to go get a tan this summer so I can get my IQ up.
Well, at least get a good dose of vitamin D.
Right.
So, wait a minute here. The more melatonin you have in your skin, the brighter you are?
Yes. More intellectual you are.
Well, I wonder how that squares with the people out there that keep reminding us that blacks use a lesser percentage of their brain than whites do. And when I first heard that, I thought, you know, I'd seen the stories of how much brain we don't use no matter what race you are.
Right. But I thought that was pretty good that she said that.
Yeah.
Those Somalis they're bringing in must be geniuses.
Well, I don't know. You know, give us your tired, your poor, your hungry, your disheveled, your coke dealing, murdering bands of whatever, and we'll make you good citizens.
I have a plan. I got this plan I'll throw by you. And maybe it's wrong because I got too much. I don't have much melanin. But anyway, George Soros. Everybody's scared of him. You know, the big bad George Soros is here. Everybody hears that name, you know?
Yeah.
So anyway, his real name is Yergi Schwartz. I think we should start calling him Schwartzy and kind of cut him down, you know what I mean?
May the Schwartz be with you. Laura, I got a break. Hard break, bottom of the hour. Thanks for your call.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
If your home has hard water, then it's likely that LimeScale is clogging your pipes, damaging your appliances, costing you hundreds of dollars each year. You can eliminate LimeScale in the entire house with HydroCare products available at Wave Home Solutions. Easy and efficient with no maintenance, no salts, no chemicals, and no coils. And you can buy with confidence from Wave Home Solutions. Performance guaranteed. Just go to bestwater411.com. That's bestwater411.com.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria, from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promote stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
All right, we are back. And this got me thinking, Abdul up there in Minneapolis, Minnesota. I don't know if you've ever heard this guy before, Jordan Page. I've met this guy out on the road, several times at events, especially around Ron Paul and his gatherings out there. He was a big fan of Ron Paul, but I got to know this guy. And throughout the years, you know, he got married, and I met his wife, and then he had children. I got to meet his children. I'm kind of like, by abstract, been part of his family. But here's another guy. He's a good entertainer, good songwriter. And this one, when I first heard this, it made me cry. Name of the song is Pendulum. And this is a sort of a different kind of show today, if you haven't noticed. A little laid back, but poignant.
Between fact and fiction, been wrestling with demons in small bottle prisons. Been talking to sinners who claim to be Christian. Been shouting at leaders who claim to be listening. And the pendulum swings from the left to the right. Its momentum increases the need for the fight. Like a moment of blindness and a lifetime of sight. And I am caught somewhere in the middle. I saw a president blind to the needs of his people. Saw a camel that passed through the eye of a needle. Saw a group of old men whose money was evil. Saw a cross breaking free from the cage of a steeple. Saw beggars and cripples dying in squalor. A son whose sins had exceeded his father. Saw a nation of sleepers whose dreams were forgotten. And a bushel of apples from a tree that was rising. And a pendulum swings from the left to the right. Its momentum increases the need for the fight. Like a blindfold when it's time to walk toward the light. And I am lost somewhere in the middle. I heard the echo of suffering in the valley of laughter. Heard the rumble of earthquakes far under the water. I heard a court jester whose forked tongue was twisted. Told us of dangers that never existed. Heard voices that claim to be moral and righteous, whose lies and deceit were all dark and contagious. Heard talk of a country that valued its freedom. But when I protested, I was arrested and beaten. And a pendulum swings from the left to the right. It's momentum increases the weight and the height. But if nobody's listed, is anyone right? And I can't seem to find the key to the riddle. I met a young woman with a baby inside her. I looked, but there wasn't a safe place to hide her. I met an old man with a face like a mirror. He showed me his sadness so I could see clearer. I met an arrogant leader who robs us and cheats us. Pretends that his orders come directly from Jesus. When he sends out our children to strange foreign soil.
Has the magic sitting here, tears rolling down my face. Wow. For those that are interested, that was Jordan Page, jordanpagemusic.com. I remember when he came out with that song. It grabbed me. And when he got to the point talking about the woman that was pregnant with a baby and there's no place to hide the baby, boy. Oh. Wow. Jordan Page. Tom in Florida. Couldn't get by a day without hearing from Tom in Florida. Hello, Tom.
Good afternoon, John. I just wanted to say Jorge Ramos. He's going around saying that the United States belongs to Latinos and white
I know.
People in the next 30 years will be out of here. And he's ranting and raving, and he said they're 50 to 60 million strong now. We're going to take over the whole country, basically. And he's they're talking about this guy, I guess he got like some kind of a tan, but I always thought the people that the Spanish were European and went into Mexico, and I thought they were white, but
what's going on
with these Mexicans?
It doesn't matter history. It doesn't matter bloodlines and where they come from, you know?
Yeah, kind of strange. Yeah. But, John, by the way, did you hear the Congressman George Sensenbrenner from Wisconsin talking about there's $19 to $25 billion these drug cartels are bringing in here illegally, and they're going to take that money and use it for the wall? Got to build the wall with that money.
Sounds like a plan to me.
Yeah, I think it's a great plan, and I think everybody should get on board with that. And one more thing, John, as far as this medical stuff with the Trump care that's coming out, it's not going to pass until you get rid of these sanctuary cities. Because, John, you got millions of illegals in these cities. I call them they're aiding and abetting. This is aiding and abetting these illegals. And these mayors and all that, they're not going to be arrested. I don't know what's going to happen with the states, but I don't see the health care going down until you get rid of these illegals out of these sanctuary cities.
Yeah.
And the people that are legally coming to this country need to pay a fine, because why should they come in here to this country being illegal and never put a dime into the system, but they want free health care and all that, and all Section 8 and all that? No, well, you don't have to wait 3 years before you get any kind of help.
By the way, I've got to tell you that the five that I watched on Fox News today talking about Obamacare and how many illegals are signed up under that, you know, with their fake documentation, whatever. But I'm looking at this and I'm thinking, you know, how many billions of dollars are, we now have 500. That's right, I didn't stutter. This is a good number from the people that track and trace it. We have 500 sanctuary cities now in America. And Jorge Ramos, you know, and his communist little friends, there will come a day of reckoning. And 50 to 60 million, I think they're overstating a bit. I think they're overstating a little bit. Tom, thanks for your call. By the way, that was posted. Is that now in the news archives, the Jorge, and thank you for the correction. I thought it was George. Ramos, is that video now in news archives? Okay. Yeah, check it out, folks. Let me see here. Video, Snoop Dogg, fake news monger, CNN. Yep, it's in the archive for the news. Yeah, if you're interested, Ramos, every time I hear this character, he was brought out for the Never Trump crowd. And I'm just, really? Yeah, so if you want to see the video, go ahead. Knock yourself out. I chose not to play it because I don't care what these La Reconquista, the Brown Beret communists, I don't give a damn. You know, I really don't care. You know, when was the last time we expanded our territory? We've been warring on the rest of the world. When was the last time we took any real estate for ourselves? And how difficult would it be to march into Mexico, seeing as how we got half of Mexico up here, and kind of annex or take over? I hear they got oil down there. They've got mineral deposits. Why not? They're claiming that the United States belongs to them. Why don't we just go take Mexico? More and more stuff. By the way, Mr. Kennedy, that came out so very strongly about vaccinations. Yep, that of the Kennedy clan, yes. Where is he gone? Nobody's covering. You know, he came out and said vaccines and autism, direct link, got to do something about it. Where is he gone? The research is hard to ignore. Vaccines can trigger. I guess it's not going to be a problem until 19 out of 20 kids are autistic, and somebody finally figures out, oh, it's the vaccines? Oh, we didn't know. Vaccines can trigger the autoimmunity with a laundry list of disease to follow, with harmful and toxic medicals that are in some of these vaccine ingredients, who's susceptible and which individuals are more at risk. The story is up on republicbroadcasting.org. Go read it. Because this is, you know, another one of the things that I said yesterday. Air that's not fit to breathe, water that's not really fit to drink, food. We can't go after the companies that give us the Frankenfoods to keep those out of our food system. Can't do that anymore. So, can't drink, breathe. Being bombarded by electromagnetic fields. It's surprising that, you know, I have to check when the lights are out every night that if I start glowing in the dark, something might be up. Ramsey in Canada. Hello, Ramsey.
Hello, sir. How are you?
I'm sorry. Say again.
Hello, sir. How are you? Can you hear me?
Barely.
Is that better?
That's better. Thank you. Go ahead.
You see, sir, I have a question regarding the Trump banning those countries. You see, sir, I just want to clarify something. People say that what Trump did is based on the Constitution. The United States government has a right to ban countries based on the Constitution. Now, some people told me that that's wrong. Which is it exactly?
Well, okay, Ramsey, pull that down because it's hot as hell in my ear.
Sorry?
Hold on a second. I'm talking to my engineer. What did you say, Mike? Yeah. Oh, that's when it drops? You got to have a good amount of signal going through there, otherwise it screws up? Okay, good thing we're getting a new board, right? Okay. Ramsey, in answer to your question, I don't think the Constitution says anything about banning countries. One of the things that is the purview and duty of our government down here is to, you know, we're not against immigration, okay?
Yep.
Okay, so we have the ability and the right to vet and to screen the people that are coming in here. The problem is now, as we've seen in Europe, in, you know, I don't care if it's Copenhagen, Norway, Paris, Germany, I don't care where it is. You've got a bunch of people that are not going to assimilate to a culture and that are violent. We're not screening them. We don't know who the hell they are. They didn't have any papers. There's no police records. There's nothing to track and trace. And the big fear on top of this, Ramsey, is there may be the people that want to come into this country to cause mayhem and death. So there's a temporary ban, not on countries, but on the immigration of the people coming from those countries, which, by the way, is the very same list that Barack Obama had drawn up himself.
Yeah. You see, sir, I totally understand that. But see, so my question is, the people who say that what Trump did is unconstitutional, so those people are wrong, right?
Yes, I would think so, yes.
Okay, so, sir, the other thing I want to say that I understand totally that people that come United States and Canada or France or England or whatever, and they don't assimilate, but you said that...
Wait a minute. France, England, I didn't say anything about them not assimilating. Look, understand, Ramsey, it's the same way in Canada. You know, the Canadians are concerned who comes into their country, and when they come
I know.
Okay, when they come into the country, they don't want them setting up their own shop and their own culture, basically. You come into a country to enjoy the benefits and the rights and all that of that country, and you assimilate into their culture. Go ahead.
Yeah, but see, sir, I totally agree with you, but see, sir, what I'm saying is that it's not just those countries that don't assimilate. You have people from other countries that don't assimilate as well. Like, you have people from Central America. You have the Mexicans. You have the United States, a big problem. You have people from China, Korea, the Philippines. So see, it's not just those people that... coming in from Somalia or whatever, like it's just like it's like the list of countries is so many countries. It's not just them.
No. I get you. I got you. It's called multiculturalism or balkanization.
Yeah, diversity.
Well, and you've heard my take on diversity. I love diversity. Hell, I'm right up there with the left. I want everything to be diverse. But as far as cultures, and countries go. I want to go visit their diverse countries. I want to see their culture. I want to see their society. I want to taste their cuisine. I want to get to meet and greet the people in their and their arts and the crafts and all that other stuff. But I want their cultures to stay in their respective states around the world. I thank you for your call. You're throwing a lot at me there. I don't know exactly where it was going, but any other point there, Ramsey?
No, sir. Thank you.
Okay. You're welcome, sir. Got a few minutes before break, and when we come out of break, Mike, yeah, you get that song timed up. And again, you old folks out there, rock and roll, old evil, devil's work. Not really. I came from the 60s, and I think I'm pretty sane. Well, maybe. But there is music in its diversity is very powerful. And I would invite my friend up there in Minneapolis, Minnesota. If you haven't heard this one before, check what I say. This is not, I mean, even on Sirius XM on a rock and roll channel, you know, the oldies, not been played. So after this break, not going to be a whole lot of verbiage here. We're just going to close out this Tuesday edition of the National Intel Report with a song that never hit the airwaves, Get Your Hands in the Air. And for you people that don't like rock and roll, just humor me. Listen to the words. See you tomorrow, folks.
End time is not what you thought. In their new book, 122436, authors Mike and Cheryl Gilmore bring forth a startling new idea on the beginning of humankind, how life begins on Earth, and when our Creator concludes this age. In the book, 122436, three small groups of individuals, separated by thousands of miles, discover together the answers to the beginning of our universe and all the life it contains. Mike Gilmore is the author of 5 Levels of Power novels and the SLED Investigation series. Cheryl Gilmore is current state director in South Carolina for MUFON and brings a lifetime of experience with UFOs and related fields. As a team, their new book about life in the near future on Earth sets aside most people's religious and scientific beliefs. Available exclusively on Amazon in softback for $8.99 or the ebook price for only $2.99. Remember, Amazon softback $8.99, ebook only $2.99. 122436. Get your copy today.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of 7 herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you, so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting 2 people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's ICANGET, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
We'll be right back.
and two-time losers running everywhere, shouting and screaming, I was never there, with their hands in the air, hands in the air. I've seen bad news messengers avoiding kings, cheating spouses, twisting the rings, with their hands in the air. I got their hands in the air. As guilty as the wind out on the sea, affecting who we are and who we'll be. I've got my hands in the air. All my hands are in the air. They're surrendering. They're giving in. They don't want anything not to go through this again. They got their hands in the air. All their hands are in the air. And they're sinking in the quicksand like a stone. To the marrow of the bone.
Is not what you thought. In their new book, 122436, authors Mike and Cheryl Gilmore bring forth a startling new idea on the beginning of humankind, how life begins on Earth, and when our Creator concludes this age. In the book, 122436, three small groups of individuals, separated by thousands of miles, discover together the answers to the beginning of our universe and all the life it contains. Mike Gilmore is the author of five Levels of Power novels and the SLED Investigation series. Cheryl Gilmore is current state director in South Carolina for MUFON and brings a lifetime of experience with UFOs and related fields. As a team, their new book about life in the near future on Earth sets aside most people's religious and scientific beliefs. Available exclusively on Amazon in softback for $8.99 or the ebook price for only $2.99. Remember, Amazon softback $8.99, ebook only $2.99. 12/24/36. Get your copy today.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.